Sure. To the holiday editions of America Tonight. I say holiday because it's July 4th week. A lot of people have already taken off for the lakes, the oceans, where they're staying at home on a staycation and turning out the rest of the world, just turning them away, in other words. Couldn't do that in D.C. because it was too dark. No electricity. 3 million people without power. Crazy commute on Monday for an odyssey that started back on Friday that sent some people into the city without cars and riding the metro for the first time because trees smashed into so many cars. There wasn't enough time to get the tow trucks out there and get some of them lodged away out from beneath sometimes some pretty big trees. And it wasn't just D.C. that got hit, by the way. Parts of northern New Jersey, Virginia was really, really slammed. Illinois, parts of Illinois. Up and down the eastern seaboard, there were pockets of people that got hit by what they're calling a land hurricane. It was that bad because of the wind and the trees and then what happened in the aftermath, you know, the downed power lines. And that is awful when that, it's awful when that happens, when the power lines go down. Luckily, knock on wood, I have experienced lots of things, but one of them has not been waking up to find my car either on fire from an earthquake or smashed beneath a tree that has fallen because of a wild, wicked storm. But that was very much the norm in Washington and in Baltimore because it was a weekend without electricity for millions who were sweltering in some pretty steamy temperature, and there were more challenges to start off the week, which for some, they had have a shortened week, or they're off for the whole week, and maybe that's a good thing for some of those folks. It's all about vacation for Justice John Roberts, Chief Justice John Roberts right now, and the rest of the Supremes. But Roberts rides off on a storm of praise and criticism. He's now become a big, just like this bumper sticker says, liberal icon in kind of a wicked, sarcastic way, while conservatives are still fuming and are turning their back on Roberts, thinking he was going to be the game changer to knock down Obamacare, but instead, ultimately, through the ruling of taxation, what the individual mandate amounts to, and Congress overseeing it, where there was a way to uphold it for Roberts, and now it's about implementation. There are a lot of people looking for a lifeline, and there are not a lot of answers as far as how this is all going to go down. We'll see. I've said this many times in all the people and all the interviews that we did, and we interviewed some great, super smart people all the way around on this whole healthcare thing to try to come up with the best thing that we come up with to offer you as far as answers were concerned about what's happening, how this is going down, how states will try to implement it, that whole kind of thing. And really, there was no answer to that. In fact, that was part of the big healthcare meetings in January. Okay, states got to get going. Here's what we're looking for. How are we implementing this? How are we putting these exchanges together? And the answer is your state, from whatever nook and cranny you're from, they apply for a grant. They get a grant. They get money to implement the exchanges, to, you know, put it up, have people, hire people, get them to get it going, and have it ready to roll when 2014 comes around. But there are a lot of governors who are saying, yeah, I'm bailing on this. I'm not going to apply. For example, Florida Governor Rick Scott is saying he's not going to implement provisions of Obamacare, especially the expansion of Medicaid, despite the ruling, because he says it'll be too devastating to Florida families and to the taxpayers. He said, can't do this. If we care about jobs, We got to repeal Obamacare. And I can't in good conscience let this roll forward. It's not going to happen. He says he's disappointed that the Supreme Court didn't declare Obamacare unconstitutional, but this is familiar for Republican governors saying that, saying he's going to make sure as much as he can that it doesn't adversely impact Floridians, because he's saying we got a good safety net for our citizens. We need more jobs, not more government involvement. He's not alone in this. Governor Jindal, Louisiana, feels the same way, and there are a slew of others as well. What he specifically says, Scott, by the way, is not just blowing out smoke. He gave some numbers. When he says it's the taxpayers that are going to take it in the shorts, he's serious, because he says Medicaid expansion in the state is going to cost $1.9 billion. You think of the population of Florida and what direction they're going in, it makes sense, the older population. And the number is, he's right on that number. It's a number they crunched, $1.9 billion. Governor Chris Christie was focused on jobs. He was focused on a couple of other things. He went ballistic at a reporter that he said asked a stupid question. The Republican governor of New Jersey called back lawmakers for a special session on Monday to pass a tax cut plan. He's getting slammed all over the place for this because New Jersey is trying to wage war on having a balanced budget, or Christie is anyway, and he takes no prisoners. That's kind of his approach. He signed a $31.7 billion budget on Friday, then called them back from the first day of the summer vacation after they ended last week's session without enacting any tax cut plan. He's saying he used his veto authority on the budget to create this surplus. Here's a little more of Christie, first of all, losing his cool and then talking about it.
Will you act today to guarantee a summer of tax relief, job competitiveness, and increased confidence in state government for our citizens? I am ready. Are you?
Governor, on Monday, are you going to be addressing the legislature?
Did I say on topic? Are
yes.
You, are you stupid?
No, topic. Not stupid.
On topic. Next question.
Good. How many thank days will you have him come back?
Thank you. Thank you all very much, and I'm sorry for the idiot.
Chris Christie, again, pulling no punches, which is why his name was brought up so much, either to run for president or to be on the undercard, the VP, you know, calling out the reporter. What do you think we're doing here on Monday, basically? And never afraid to say what he thinks, which is why in a heavily Democratic state he was able to win over some Dems and independents to get elected in a state that is definitely one of the more liberal states. Hey, coming up on This Hour of America tonight, it's always about the numbers, I'm fond of saying. So we have another edition of We Can Count. And in honor of some summertime, and the fact that many of you are going to be out there for 4th of July picnics or parades or just hanging out in your backyard, perhaps. Maybe you're being eaten alive because it was a mild winter for some by mosquitoes or ticks or other problematic bugs. You can weigh in on our poll. Go to Press 4. And then the keyword is America Tonight Poll. Which bugs bug you the most? For me, it's mosquitoes. I'd give anything for the old-fashioned mosquito truck. I don't care if the pesticides get blown in my backyard. Seriously. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Chief Justice John Roberts, can he win them back? Does he really care? Because remember, when you're appointed to the Supreme Court, you are appointed for life. You're appointed for life. What a great gig that is. You aspire to the highest court in the land. You go through the brutal confirmation hearings, but who cares? It's like when you're a brownie, you walk over the bridge, and there's a mirror. You walk over the bridge, and you're on the other side. So you made it across. You're playing in the big camp now. And so it doesn't, in one sense, it doesn't matter, since he's appointed for life. And ultimately, his decision will go down in history as either one that completely ripped apart American lives, or somehow gave those who couldn't afford health care the opportunity to get it. You know, when you look at the implementation, that's the key part. Like the governor saying $1.9 billion, how can we pay this? How can taxpayers pay this? The Congressional Budget Office says the health exchanges will increase. This is the Congressional Budget Office, so by the way, because I'm looking up every number that I can find, because I'm looking for the high signs. And the Congressional Budget Office is supposed to be nonpartisan. Sometimes you might think, well, they kind of, the numbers favor the person who's in office. But I don't think this is favorable. The CBO is saying that the exchanges, once they're set up in these states, the few that are going to apply for it, will increase the cost for a family for their health insurance if they buy it by $2,100 a year. $2,100. Can you afford $2,100 increase in health insurance? It might be a little bit less where you are living, but well, I'm going to say anywhere between $1,000 and $2,300. Who knows what it is in California, by the way. So I guess I'm not including California in this because it's like gas. They're just going to get gouged, and we already know it. So there's no way around that. The problem is this tax thing. We already have trillions of dollars in federal deficits, right? We already have $1 trillion federal deficits. So who's paying for the expansion? And the Supreme Court called it a tax. What they called was, remember, a significant tax. And it's one of the biggest ones in the history of the United States. The answer is everybody is going to have to pay for it. So is it going to have a big impact on the ability that you have to get health care? Is that what's going to happen to most people? I mean, I think the election is about jobs. And jobs and the economy and what's in your wallet. Absolutely. So healthcare plays into this because do you know what it's going to, you know, what is it going to be? You know, pre-existing conditions. I think there's things that were part of this that were great. The pre-existing conditions, you know, that's a good thing. The 26 and under, you could be on the family's plan still, which is a good thing because somebody gets out of school or they're looking to try to steady the ship and find a career or whatever they're going to do, a job, and you can help them out. But there is the one thing for sure that I'm just not sold on, and that is the mandate. The mandate, the mandate, the mandate, because of how much it's going to increase, what a family has to pay. Now, you could break that down and say, well, $2,100, think 12 months. But you got to think about everything else that's happening to a family. That's the thing. How much is everything else going up for the family? How much is everything going up for the individual, for that matter? Are they renting an apartment? Are you paying a mortgage? Were you just turned down for refinancing? Are you struggling to pay the bills? And now, this is where people get in deep. You're struggling to pay the bills. You might already be juggling a couple jobs, whatever the scenario is. And you can only do so much. You only have so much blood in your body, time on the clock, all that stuff. And not to be doom and gloom, but just to be realistic. So how are you coming up with the extra do-re-mi? How are you coming up with that money to pay for all the increases? That's when people with decent credit, of course, will become victims of the vultures of the credit card companies because you got to play credit card poker. That's what happens. Because how are you going to pay for it? And you have to or get booted out. And then you get into those bad plays where you have enough credit. So now, and bills, the credit card companies, car companies, car loans, certainly the mortgages, they'll take credit cards, absolutely, as long as they get paid. And what are you paying on that? And then the interest game and blah, 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 blah. We don't want this to be all doom and gloom, certainly, here on America Tonight. That would be boring. We need some fun. We need some fun on America Tonight. We're going to return to I'm going to learn how to tell a good joke and have a comedian on at least once a month to try to teach me how to tell a good joke. I can never remember the punchline. Maybe you'll learn something in between for one segment. We're going to do it for a segment. We'll see how it works out for me. I haven't done it in a long time. Perhaps I can learn the rule of threes a little bit better and maybe come up with my own jokes, actually write a joke or two, and you get to be the judge as to whether or not the joke is a good joke. We like to follow up on things that we've talked about in the past. I know things that you are concerned about because I've gotten a ton of email on this one story. In fact, at the tail end of the show, we will go to the email. But the poor girl with the whole flesh-eating bacteria that she got, remember, in Georgia, was that not the saddest thing? She was in a hospital for 2 months. Amy Copeland is her name. And she's going to have to spend the next couple of weeks learning to move with a wheelchair. She had to have her left leg, her right foot, and both hands amputated. She's a graduate student at the University of West Georgia, and she got this weird infection. I think you know the story. After that weird, strange cut, deep cut, when she fell from a zip line, it was a homemade zip line that she grabbed onto, and then, you know, went to the hospital, and the rest is history. It doesn't matter now. They gave her a very slim chance of surviving. So, I mean, she was sedated for a long time. She had a respirator. She had all these amputations and everything else. And, boy, she looks pretty good for that, I have to say, because there's things they can do for her that it's too bad about both hands and about the foot and the leg and all that stuff, but there's things they'll be able to do for her because at least now she gets to go home and that whole ordeal is over with, and I'm sure her family is grateful because that had to be a very, very rough 2 months for that family. Can you imagine, first of all, getting the call about this strange thing, and we don't know where it's going. We don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. We're trying this. We're trying that. It's rare. And, you know, how did it happen? Well, she was on the zip line and went to the emergency room. And, that call would be horrific to get that call because there was really nothing her parents could do other than encourage her to be there at, bedside. And a lot of people were captivated by her story. A lot of people were. All right, coming up, we're going to do We Can Count. As I said, it's about the numbers, and, you know, you always track the numbers, and that leads you to sometimes where you want to be and sometimes where you don't want to be. The Navy has decided to use a different kind of fuel. That'll be part of We Can Count. Biodiesel, is this a good play for the Navy or not? How much is it going to cost a gallon? The Navy Secretary is happy about it. He says that the goal is to have the Navy fleet on alternative fuels by 2020, and this is a step in the right direction. And I think you'll be flabbergasted at how much it is for a gallon compared to what the regular stuff is. That's just a little part of We Can Count around the bend.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Count. I was waiting for that. Seven! All right, this has nothing to do with seven, in fact, although it does in a way. Seven times the price, seven times more. What it's going to cost for the Navy to go full steam ahead with green fuel, biofuel. I was talking about that heading into this segment. The Navy Secretary Ray Mabus has a wonderful plan to do this. It's a 50-50 blend of alternative and conventional fuel, biofuel. So it's going to cost $26 a gallon compared to $3.60 a gallon for regular gasoline. As you can imagine, a lot of people aren't happy with this, like Arizona Senator John McCain, because he's the ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Service Committee. He says he doesn't think it's the job of the Navy to be involved in building technology because we can't afford it. Yeah, that's what I would say. Congressman Randy Forbes, another Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, says that studies show biofuel is going to be more expensive always and accuses the Navy Secretary of failing to come up with a full cost analysis, which is true. They didn't break it down. You know, how is that? You propose, this is what we're going to do. Woohoo! We're going green. We're going to take our Navy ships. We're going to head for the Pacific Rim. And we got biofuel. Isn't that cool? Yep. We're going to try to turn this thing around. This is what we do, become less dependent on foreign oil, but this is what it's going to cost. And then there's no breakdown. Okay, here's what it'll cost in a year. Here's our plans of where we're going, blah, 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 blah. Nothing. Just this is what we're doing. Woo! Good for us. Where's the balloons? I don't get that. Don't all of you have to submit budgets when you do things? You know, people are so, what's the correct word for this? Anal at companies when you have salespeople and they get so much a mile for driving to go see somebody, and there's always that argument of penny here, a penny there, and everybody has to submit budgets, and oh, you went over budget. Even though you made XYZ, you went over budget. So, how is that? I mean, this shows that the government is the problem. It's why the government can't police itself correctly, because there's no budgets and it's just free for all. Well, we're going to show you that green works. It's not that, wouldn't it be cool if you have alternatives, but the cost is prohibitive right now because we are so far in debt, and especially when it comes to defense, you know, there's going to be a big axe that swings and cuts off a big chunk of our defense budget for sure. We know some of it's already happening. Leon Panetta not happy at how much. And we're worried about having a great green fleet. Yeah, I'm going to call foul on that one, too. You know, and you talked to me 5 years ago, I might have felt differently. But now where we are and how we keep going down the rabbit hole, we keep sliding in that direction, somehow we have to come back to reality. And I think doing that does nothing. It proves, okay, here's this other alternative, but it's not. How, when is it going to be affordable? How long is it going to be until it is affordable? And the answer is a long time. So right now, it doesn't work. If there was like some kind of experiment and then, okay, this is on the back burner and we got to figure out how to pay for it, that's your tax dollars at work going to biofuels and Navy fleets. This is a strange story. 74-year-old Michigan woman, you heard the story, accused of shooting her teenage grandson at her Detroit house, is standing trial on murder and firearms charges. A judge ruled that on Monday. A police officer testified that the woman came from the home screaming, "I murdered my grandson." Ooh, you got to be careful what you say. Sandra Lane is accused of repeatedly shooting 17-year-old Jonathan Hoffman. This happened in the second week of May in the condo that she and her husband shared with her teenage grandson. And her attorney is saying she acted in self-defense. This was a kid who dumped on her and that he had all these brush-ins with the law, and she killed the person she was trying to save. If she is convicted, that is life in prison for her. And here's the thing. They have a tape of the kid, the grandson, calling his call to 911, and in that tape he says, "I've just been shot. My grandma shot me. I'm going to die. Help." And the operator tries to keep him on the line, and he starts to speak. He says, "I got shot. Shot again. Please help." And you can hear shouts in the background, and they came and heard, you know, the officers who came on the scene heard three shots inside the house and yelled for anyone to come out. And of course, you know, that's the rest is history after that. She came out and she was hysterical and there was blood on the floors and walls and, oh, awful. They found ammunition for a 9mm handgun, a magazine, a speed loader for a magazine on a tray. And the medical examiner, this can be a rough one for her, says that he was shot 5 times, including 3 in the chest. Now, he had traces of synthetic marijuana in his urine, and that's, she's trying to say she acted in self-defense. If you listen to the 911 tape, he's grabbing onto her and he's holding her and he's not letting her go, supposedly is what the lawyer says, but, you know, this is going to be a tough one. He has gotten ticketed in the past for marijuana and drug paraphernalia, and he's on 12 months probation and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And why was he living with the grandparents? Because his mother and father were divorcing and they lived outside of Michigan. So that's why she ended up taking charge of this kid. So we move to now what has become incredibly out of control, but it's, they're starting to contain it a little bit better. The Waldo Canyon fire in Colorado is 55% contained, but it's still pretty hot, which means there's no guarantee of this. When it was, it's very fast paced, and it's destroyed or burned about 18,000 acres and almost 350 homes. And, you know, they're investigating what started this fire, but you have very dry conditions. And everybody knows when you live in a very wooded area, dry conditions, this is incredibly what can happen. And it's, they say it's the biggest, Colorado's biggest ever wildfire in terms of acreage. And it's moved very, very quickly. You still have 3,000 people that are not allowed to return home. The firefighters don't think it's safe. It's very sad. You can see the, when you look at the pictures of it, I mean, this is radio, but when you look at the pictures of it, just picture really some houses. They look from the outside like a shell where the top has been ripped to shreds and charred black. Like someone peeled back the first layer of the house and just blackened the rest of it, the top of it. So is it, you know, is there something to do with the Beetle fire? What's going on with that? Nasty. Nasty, nasty. Sorry for all those people. Amelia Earhart. Earhart, easy for me to say. 75th anniversary, do you believe it? Now there's a new expedition to try to unravel the mystery of her disappearance. 75 years it's been since she disappeared. And it's one of those mysteries, you know, that people want solved. What happened to Amelia? Where did she end up when she was circling the globe? Most people believe that her plane went down near a group of small islands in the Pacific, and they're planning to scan the ocean where her plane might have crashed in hopes of figuring out what happened to this pioneer. They're going to be able to search the underwater reef slope off of Gardner Island, which is an uninhabited coral atoll in the Pacific, and look for signs of the wreckage. I think it'd be interesting to see what that group comes up with. The group is from Wilmington, Delaware, and they're nonprofit types. They're about archaeology and historic preservation, all that stuff, and so that's why they're going to look for the plane. And remember, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean in 1932, when she took off in her plane from Harbor Grace, Newfoundland, and landed the next day in Londonderry, Northern Ireland. In 1937, she tried to fly around the world in a twin-engine Lockheed Electra. They're cool if you've ever seen them. But a tire blew out during takeoff from Hawaii, and she crashed. After it was repaired, then she went on a second attempt from Miami with a navigator, and they were on their last leg of the flight when the plane went down. How sad, right? On July 2nd, 1937, while approaching Howland Island, a remote coral island in the central Pacific Ocean, about 1,700 nautical miles southwest of Honolulu, they searched the area again and again, but no sign, and they did then, no sign of the crew or the plane or any of that. So the belief is she ran out of fuel and they ditched at sea. But there's conspiracy theories that Earhart was caught and held by the Japanese as a spy and some other things. So these robots are going to go pretty deep to try to figure out if they can come up with any kind of a wreckage. Wow, that'd be wild if they did. You know they're going to put this on Discovery for sure if you're interested in it. Stay with us. We're checking the mail next.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Amelia Earhart and her old beat-up plane, if it's even pieces of it on the ocean floor, and whether it's going to pop up on the Discovery Channel, too. Yes, your thoughts. I always invite you to chime in, not only through the phone by hitting these digits, 855-266-KATE, but also hitting us up through the miracle of snail mail. That would be the mailbag. I got my shoes on. I'm running down to the mailroom right now. Let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, this one comes to us from Will I'm Not. I get it. Will I'm Not says, boy, I'm not on board with health care, Kate. You know, I'm actually a Democrat, and I don't hate Obama, but I hate this health care law because I think in the end we're not going to be able to pay for it, and everybody is going to pay through heavy taxes, especially when it comes to jobs. So in the end, the middle class just gets speed up a little bit more. I don't understand. It doesn't seem to fit what I consider to be the big heart of Barack Obama. And having said that, I'm not so sure if I'm going to vote for him or not this time around. A confused Democrat. Will I am not. Well, that pretty much says it all. Claiming you're a lifelong Democrat, it sounds like, and voted for Obama, and you don't like health care because you're looking and paying attention to what people are saying about the cost. What's it going to cost, and how much is it going to cost you, and all that kind of stuff. You know, when you ask about the cost, what you hear is, and even a Congressional Budget Office saying it's going to cost way more, what people are being told, if this is true or not, well, you got to pay a little bit more in the beginning. But here's the thing. If you pay more in the beginning, then we sort it all out. And in the end, you're going to have great health care coverage. So do you think in the end we're going to have great health care coverage? Will is not thinking that, and he's already said he's not sure even what he's going to do when it comes to voting. So he has looked at the numbers, and he knows it doesn't make sense. All right, let's go to another one. This is from Pat, listening to us in Connecticut. Kate, you should be glad you're not back home in New Jersey, because let me tell you, New Jersey is an oven. It definitely feels hotter than the temperature shows. And what's worse is air conditioners went out, and so did the electricity. People keep talking about D.C., but homegirl, New Jersey is a mess, parts of it anyway. It's brutal heat. We are baking. Help. We need something to cool us off. All right, you want some suggestions? Popsicles. Go to the library. Catch up on your reading. They have a magazine section and a paper section. It's kind of cool. Probably have a big cushy chair. Kick back if you have time to blow anyway and do that. Sit in a Starbucks or a Panera. Any more, you go to either one of those places. You're lucky if you're just there to go have a coffee and meet somebody and have something to eat, if you can find a spot. Because people go there and they set up shop. That's annoying. I do these things, daily rants, which, by the way, if you want to rant on this show and sometimes you're up and you're listening, sometimes you can't listen, sometimes you listen by downloading the show, you can always send us a rant. If you go to the website, americatonight.net, not .com, we're not a club, if you go to .net, you download, press 4, and if you do that, then once you get it, the key word is America Tonight Rant, and then you can rant about things like the heat and where do I go and all that stuff. A pool is always a good idea, too, because, for the obvious reasons. You can hang out in the pool and just sit there and be cool. And if you sit in the water long enough, it really, really works. It's a really good solution. You know, it's crazy in bringing this up about the heat. And, of course, electricity piggybacked on that. About 2,000 records, temp records, were broken or matched, at least in the last week, because of that heat wave that just baked a big chunk of the U.S. And overall, I saw that where NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, said that 3,200 records fell. So going through the meteorologists, going through all the nooks and crannies in the U.S., like Texas, had 237 records broken. Colorado, this is why the heat and the fire, 226 records. Kansas, 164, and you get my drift. And about 2.1 million homes and businesses, because of the violent storms and the temperatures, are still without power. The trees fell on cars and houses. It was absolutely awful. This one from Rick, listening to us in Missouri. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening for a while. I've actually called the show in the past. It's crazy. I don't care about celebrities, but I do get a big chuckle out of this Katie Holmes getting rid of Tom Cruise thing. Couldn't you just see this handwriting on the wall? Scientology always at work here, especially when it comes to the big movie star. He can't seem to get away from their grasp. What do you think it is? Well, I know very little about Scientology, except for that we've had a couple of great guests. One, actually two people. One was a woman who wrote a book about Scientology, and she talked about how it ruined her life, flipped her around, almost lost her daughter, all this stuff, and she was right in the hornet's nest. She was right there in California. She was in Florida. She was working for them big time. And all the craziness, eventually, she snapped out of it. She realized what was happening to her, and she got away from them. But she was with them for about 7 years or so, and this is Cruz's thing. He is a believer. So apparently, and I don't know much about gossip or obviously their relationship, other than she's fighting for solo custody of her six-year-old, and she's battling a heavyweight. Tom Cruise has a lot of powerful people and, you know, lawyers and whatnot behind him in the whole Scientology religion. That's her deal, is that she didn't want the kid to be dipped into the Scientology thing. She had, you know, she had enough. Now, for people who don't know what the Church of Scientology is, it's L. Ron Hubbard says it's a religion. Remember, that's how it all started. And they believe man is an immortal being whose experience goes beyond one lifetime. And there are lots of famous followers, John Travolta being one of them. And other people say flat out, it's a cult. It's a crazy cult. It's unsafe. It's dangerous. It's dangerous, 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 which is what the woman we had on told us. So what happens in this custody battle should be interesting. All right, one last one. This one comes to us from Big Bob, listening to us in the state of Florida. Hey, Kate Delaney, I started listening to you, downloading your show, and I am hooked. I have to say, healthcare, I was surprised, like you were surprised, at the 5-4 decision in the opposite direction. How about Chief Justice Roberts? As a conservative, I find it repulsive the way that he ruled. I can argue with the whole idea of taxation. I think in the end, the American people just don't realize, ultimately, that they've been duped. They will when they get the bill. All right. Sure words might not have ever been spoken. When we get the bill, are we going to realize just what we've gotten into? Democrats say, no, 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 no. You're going to be surprised. You're going to like what we're selling here with healthcare. Give it time. If you have some time, you want to send me a note, do it. AmericaTonight.net.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot! It's simple!
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.